as your group, we're delighted, to be honest. We were beaten by Tyrone in the final last year, and we regrouped this year, I suppose, and we decided that, listen, we want to go back there again as best we can, and we'll and put in the effort over the last couple of months. And in fairness to the panel that's involved, every man has been working hard, and we're just delighted to get over the line. And this, and indeed, it was a tough game today, now, no doubt about it.
Semi-finals, Gerard, it's not your first semi-final victory. They're all about results. But what about the performance? Would it be good enough, in your humble opinion, in an All-Ireland final?
Well, we have a lot to work on. Like, to be fair, it was a very defensive game today. Now, Kerry had kind of two double sweepers back there, and they had a good start in us and stuff, and kind of took us a wee while to find our feet. You know, and obviously, when you're in a semi-final, and the standard, obviously, lifts when you're playing teams like Kerry, who obviously have plenty of good footballers. So it took us a wee while to get going, and it was kind of one of them tight defensive kind of games that scores were hard to come by. And then, to be fair, we probably would need to pick it up a wee bit over the next couple of weeks. I believe Dublin are in the final there, and I suppose they have a couple of big name players. So we'll just get back to basics now on Wednesday night and put in a tough couple of weeks.
Half time, Gerard, your side led 4-3. Were you satisfied at half time, and could you have been more ahead, or was Kerry unfortunate not to be winning?
Well, we didn't get going in the first maybe 10-15 minutes, you know, to be fair. We were under a bit of pressure. They were winning a lot of breaking ball, and they were leaving two men inside. And to be fair, we, Eamon Ward and Conor Machine, were running two danger men on the inside line, and some of the ball in was quality. But to be fair to the two lads, they played very well and on a 2-on-2. And then we had likes of Jared Mullan dropping back, trying to sweep in front of them. So it took us a wee while to get going. But then when we did, and stuff like that there, we kind of turned the screw. But now at half time, we were unfortunately down to 14 men because we had a black yard. My fellow Chuck Yard club man, David McShane, got a black yard there before half time, and we had to play for 10 minutes. So we regrouped and we changed the team about second half, started the second half. And in fairness, it worked out for us. Every man put on a shift.
Many listeners, Gerard, will be familiar with the name Baker Boyle. Killy Beggs, back in the 80s. His son, he got the goal today. Benny Boyle, what kind of a goal was it?
Well, to be fair, he was lucky to get away. He had too many steps. But no, it was a crucial goal. To be fair, he went out around the middle in the second half there when we regrouped. And he got in a good bit of ball for us. And then it was a key moment, because with the game so tight, a goal was always going to swing it. And to be fair, he's popped up at different times the year in goals and crucial games during the year when somebody needed to step up, and that was a big goal for us today and got us over the line. We're just delighted.
Down through the years, Gerard, when I was following Masters football as an over 40 competition, I always looked to see, are there any former inter-county footballers playing? So in terms of leading names and in terms of key players, you know, you might not like singling out players, but I am led to believe there may be a former Finn Harps captain among your group as well. Am I right in saying that?
There would be. Now, to be fair, yeah, Shane joined us a year for the first time.
Shane Bradley. You know,
Shane Bradley, he joined up with us a year. I suppose he got word of it, and he probably knew a lot of the lads through, you know, playing soccer and Gaelic down with Ross and that over the last couple of years, and he joined up with us a year. And in fairness, he's a great man, you know, for motivation and all that. Like, you know, if he's not on the field, like he's a great man before the game and maybe at half time and stuff. But advice, he's been around the block, and you know he knows the way football is played, regardless what sport it is. So listen, we're delighted to have the likes of him on board and a few other lads as well. It's massive, like.
Special word of praise for your manager, Eddie Crawford, an all-round good guy, a great Glen Swilly man. He was involved with Francie Martin a number of years ago, Gerard, and like yourself, he has been involved in this group for the last number of years.
Oh, without a doubt. Like, him and Francie were big buddies, you know, you wouldn't see one without the other, and he came in with Francie there a couple of years ago and got involved into the group and that. And then I suppose when Francie stepped away with Glen Fann commitments, Eddie decided to take over the role. And to be fair to him, the last couple of years, like, he stepped up and he's got in different men with him. John Joe O'Shea has joined up with him there over the last couple of years, and Michael Canning is in the management team there as well. And to be fair, he's pulled in a lot of players from all over the county. And, you know, we must have a good 50 players in the squad there, I would say, that are there most days if they're not tied up with club or something like that. So, no, he has to get a lot of credit. Like, and he'd be delighted now because I think Glenn Swally won as well, so it was a good day for him.
In terms of yourself, Jared, we know you won an All-Ireland Gaeilte of Kilkear a number of years ago. You also won a county minor title. You're heavily involved with Letterbow, Jared. I know you were involved with four Masters for at least 1 year. I had to get that one in there. How difficult has it been for you with the Letterbow season of starting off? Or is it the case 100% commitment, 100% eyes on this All-Ireland final coming up?
No, to be fair, with the Chabarro now, this night we had a friendly there and I was there. It was the first night I was there since we started back. Chris Bork, who's joint manager with me, is kind of looking after the show. So, listen, my commitment is with the Masters being involved, kind of in the dual role as a treasurer as well. You know, there's a lot of work behind the scenes that goes on. Like, so, now for till the Masters season is over, it's 100% the Masters. We've 3 big weeks ahead of us now.
Finally, Jared, before I let you go to the Donegal, to the general Donegal sporting public, the J public, the sporting public, what would be your message ahead of an All-Ireland final? We are led to believe it's going to be Dublin. I ain't too sure when that game is or when the venue is. What would be your message?
Well, my message would be that I suppose the Masters is serious, but it's not serious. But for the gang of lads that's there, they put in this good an effort. Some of them playing with their club, and some of them maybe would have been playing the day with their club, only for it clashed. And some of them might play tomorrow with their club as well. Like, all I would say is, like, they're all club men that have come up through underage, through the teams, from underage up to play adult football. The majority of them have played adult football at some level. And just, like, we have 3 weeks ahead of us now, and if everybody would row in behind us and give us a bit of support. We don't know where the venue will be, but more than likely, the last few years, Cavan has probably, Breffni Park and Cavan has hosted the final, and I'm sure I'll probably be back there again with Dublin involved. It's probably central between the two counties. But no, we'd like any support we could over the next local weeks, especially with kind of what's been kind of self-funded and stuff like that there. You know, like, we always, a lot of the stuff we pay for ourselves, you know, as regards buses and maybe meals and stuff like that. So if there's any businesses out there that would like to row in behind us and maybe donate a few pounds to us, we take it all over the next couple of weeks.